Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
Welcome to Victoria Police GLOW Show. This is Glow Light for Summer. And your host today is Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project.
And Electra Wellens from Victoria Police.
Good to play with you, Electra. This is quite fun.
Big of pardon.
Good to spend time playing with you on air today for our Summer Glow Light Show. It's a chance when we get an opportunity to have a conversation with you in a way that's a little bit more up close and personal, because, you know, sometimes the issues are serious, and perhaps today they'll be serious as well, but it's a chance to spotlight during the summer period, if you can call it summer here in Melbourne, the summer period, some of the really interesting parts of Victoria Policing and its interaction with gay and lesbian community.
Absolutely. It gives us a great opportunity, especially when there's so many great events coming up over the next month, really, as part of Midsummer, and how that actually fits in with Victoria Police, how we police, and about people's general safety when they're going out and about as well.
Fits in too. If you're volunteering, this is time of year where many people volunteer for organisations like Midsummer, Victorian AIDS Council, and some of the smaller organisations like the Also Foundation. They volunteer at Midsummer Carnival and do things, safe sex awareness. They do things such as violence awareness. And if you're one of those volunteers stepping up, tune in now, get your pen and paper. You'll hear some tips and some handy points that you might or might not hear in your briefings when you go down to volunteer with the Midsummer crew.
Yeah, great point, Greg, as well. I guess there's only two of us here, so maybe need to say Scott's not here. He's unwell, unfortunately, so get well wishes off to him. And Gabby's in New South Wales this week, so that leaves just you and I. And I believe it was Gabby's birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Gabby. I don't know if she's listening or not, but I believe it was her birthday yesterday. So happy birthday.
Now, you're not alone, or we're not alone. You're out there. You're part of this show, an important part of the show. We want to hear from you during the show. To start the day, we thought we'd play a little bit of music for you. And it's a fabulous track. This
Kylie.
Bit of music is Kylie. I Believe in You. We believe in you as well here on Joy 94.9. You're here on the Vic Police Glow Show. Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project with Electra Wellens from the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers. Electra, fabulous having you back here for Glow Light.
Yes, because I'm actually technically out at Caroline Springs full-time at the moment, and Scott's back in his position.
Well, aren't you wishing you were there today? It's warmer in Caroline Springs by about 3 degrees than it is in the
heart
of
Melbourne. Experienced a snow flurry at the Docklands. Over, at what level?
Over Channel 9. We had snow coming in probably around about the 50-metre mark, sort of floating, flurrying all around the place.
Get
and
out of here.
Melting by about the sixth floor level, so it's about 18 metres or 19 metres.
So you actually saw it drifting down.
You could see it flurrying around all over the place.
Oh, yeah. See, and I got none of that when I was in the UK. And look at Melbourne. They can do it all in one day.
It's fabulous. And it's also snowing at Hotham as well. I mean, look, everything happens in Melbourne, all seasons in
it
one
does.
Day.
It does. It's the place to be.
It
and we all know where
be.
It's the place to be on Sunday, don't we?
Sunday's Midsummer Carnival.
Yeah.
Most awesome carnival. Adam Lowe and his group and the driving force behind Midsummer, they're out there, and it's a place to be. And come and see us, because we'll be there, won't we?
Yes, we're going to have a stall down there. H9, I believe we're going to be at.
H or H9.
Yeah. See. Hotel 9 if you want to get all policing.
H9 if you're in the Victoria Police, H9 if you're a civilian.
That's right. But we'll be down there, and there'll be quite a few members coming along. And for those listeners, there'll be an opportunity to meet members that have been on air. Rob Dampier, who we had on air just before or around Christmas time, he's going to be there, so you can come along and meet him in person. Gerard, who's filled in a few times here at Joy, he'll be coming along. Of course, Gabby will be there and myself.
Fantastic.
And
blows.
We'll also have Peter Jarvis from Moorabbin as well, so he'll be down there.
And from the Anti-Violence Project, you'll have Keo Lynn, the creative man behind About Face, this new campaign on body image, racism, sameness, what makes us different, what makes us the same. He'll be there. As well, we'll have have, I think he's called Melbourne Leatherman 2011, the Laird Leatherman, Luke Moon, who's championing the Anti-Violence Project for the next 12 months. He'll be down there with his sash and his trophy, coming to play with the Anti-Violence Project and the gloves.
Do they have a female?
Do they have it? Not probably with Melbourne Leatherman.
No.
But there may be an equivalent, you know, a woman's equivalent, a gender equivalent. Who knows?
That's
we'll find out. Come down and ask Luke Moon at the Midsummer Carnival stall. We also hope to have Zitian Zhang from the Anti-Violence Project, who's part of this fabulous AVP Connect, connecting rural and regional towns and centres to the Anti-Violence Project. So a whole host of activity taking place at H9, which is the GLOW and Anti-Violence Project present. H9.
That's a niner for everyone out there.
Now, Midsummer Carnival is also an important thing too for safety, isn't it, Electra? Because people will be coming to hear various, people perform.
Yeah, we've
perform.
Got people. There's a lot. It draws a big crowd. It's a fantastic place to be. But people come from all over the state and actually interstate as well, and we have overseas visitors drawing to this event. So it's a great big melting pot of people that come along and enjoy the day. And one of those things you're about to is to start to think about and planning your day. How are you going to get there? How are you going to get home? Where are you know, if you're meeting friends, where are you going to meet? Establish a meeting point. So it's about establishing and working out and having a little bit of a safety plan. If you see some trouble, what to do, how to interact. So I think we'll have a little bit of a chat about those, but it's all about making your plans in advance is really, really important. And also, if you have alcohol, how that works as well. When one of your friends has too much, what are you going to do? Or stop them, how can you do that? Because often enough, you've got that big hill, and I know last year there was quite a bit of an event, and you were actually involved in that too, weren't you, Greg?
We were. We had late in the day when people have had, occasionally some people will have a little bit too much to drink. They'll be with a group of friends that perhaps wander off and disperse, so there'll be the controlling people, the influential people in their group won't be with them. And some people, their emotions and their blood alcohol level combines, and we have small altercations that can happen, and small altercations between people can rapidly escalate to pushing, shoving. At the end of the day, there's implements like, they turn out to be implements.
Well,
they're like
right.
Tent poles, chairs, bottles, thongs, items that can be used to harm another person are lying around. And suddenly you have we had a fracas on the hill last time.
That's right.
I mean, I'm sad to say, you can check out YouTube. It's called Lesbian Landslide on YouTube. Unfortunately, it involved some people that were same-sex attracted and of the women's gender. And it was awful, just awful. So if you see anything that's gingering along, becoming slowly uncomfortable, the language is escalating, don't just sit back and do nothing. Don't just stand around and watch, as some people did last year.
Yeah.
Get the security, call the police. You can actually
There's
hop on your mobile phone, call
000
as well. 000 will radio the police. They'll get in touch with police in command and the security, and the matter will be dealt with before it becomes a problem.
So this is the whole point. If you see any threatening behaviour, move away from it. Let someone know about it. Have a meeting, a designated area where you can catch up if you get separated as well, and just look after one another. And because I said people come from all over the place, we don't have just people from the GLBTIQ community. We have a lot of straight people coming along as well, which is excellent to be involved in the things that we're involved in. However, that does, again, create some issues, and people just need to be aware of that.
Now, it may be a hot day. I mean, it's cold today, but it may be a hot day by Sunday. Bring your water bottle. Take a water bottle from home with you. Take your bottle of mineral water, and there'll be drink stations where you can fill them up at Midsummer Carnival.
For free, that's right.
For free. Yep. You can turn the tap on, keep your fluids up during the day. If you have a couple of social drinks, still keep the water going. Don't just rely on alcohol to refresh. And if you're doing that, if you happen to have alcohol and drinks, one thing you got to do about particularly around drink spiking and keeping your drinks safe, what's that, Electra?
Well, the most important thing about drink spiking, and people sort of think, oh, drink spiking, that's when someone adds something to your alcohol. Well, correct, it is, but most people don't realise it's actually additional alcohol that is the most common thing that causes a spiked drink, not like a prescribed drug of some kind that the general public tend to think. But it is about people buying you an alcoholic drink, slipping in some more vodka or doubles or a triple, and when it's you've started to have a few, and that's how you quickly have a drink spike. So don't accept drinks from strangers. Don't get into a round or shout, as tempting as it may be, but they're easy ways to just to be really monitor. And don't forget, you know, standard drinks, when you have a normal 375 ml, that is more than one drink. And if you start to have a few of those in an hour, it really does add up, and before you know it, and the temperature being hot can cause some really quick problems very fast.
You'll also be mixing with people that maybe you've never met before. This is a great place of community coming together. You actually get to meet people. You'll bump into people you don't know. And if people you don't know are suddenly not you, you know, you're going to trust them with everything, they're going to be buying your drinks. Don't necessarily give away all your trust in one go. The person buying your drinks might be slipping the extra alcohol into your drink, may well not be the nicest possible person. 9 times out of 10, they are.
Yeah.
But there's just that slight chance. So if someone's buying your drink, go with them.
Yeah, that's right. Don't isolate yourself. Go with someone. That's exactly a great point. And that's what it's about, getting to know everyone, sharing the love, let it go around, and don't isolate yourself. You know, let someone know where you're going and what you're doing and when you're expected to be back as well.
You know, this is the Vic Police Glow Show. We're going to tell you more tips. Stay with us. We'll tell you more tips about Midsummer, how to make it safe, how to make your first or your 100th, well, it won't be 100th, your first or your 20th Midsummer, the most exciting Midsummer to date. But we've also got some Crime Stoppers. You're here on Joy 94.9. Stay with us. And you are. You're a survivor with Destiny's Child here on Joy 94.9. And survivor is a good word, Electra, because survivor means someone that's actually come through that that period of adversity, and they're progressing, they're building, they're regrowing.
That's right. It's something to be proud of.
And part of what we do each week is with Crime Stoppers, this key partnership with Victoria Police, The Glows, and Joy 94.9 and the Andy Valance Project. Part of this is talking about crimes that are happening, where we need to solve those crimes so that some people have an opportunity of being survivors after the crime's taken place.
That's right. Well, our first crime this week, however, is an assault that's occurred in Melbourne. At around about 3:30 a.m. on Sunday the 9th of October this year, on 3:30 a.m. on Sunday the 9th of October in 2011, a man was walking with friends in William Street, Melbourne. It is alleged a stranger has punched the man in the face, causing him to fall to the ground, after which a second man has then kicked him several times to the head. We've released images of the two men who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries.
Now, there's quite a high population of gays and lesbians that live, work, play in the city. This is William Street 1, 3:30 a.m. Chance that on that Sunday early in the morning you've been out on a Saturday night and you may be running around the city, may even at William Street be looking for one of those trams at the super trams stop up there in William Street. And these two particular men are those gutless wonders that if they're not targeting someone in the way they've targeted this person, they're likely to be the same ones out there picking on the gays and the lesbians.
Yeah.
So it's the same bullying and gutless behaviour. So I reckon this is a crucial one for people out there. If you're on the net, if you're at work, log on to crimestoppers.com.au.
Case reference is CA5991. And in particular, the male with the lighter colour head has a very distinctive hairline and is wearing a bracelet or a watch on the right hand as well.
And when you say distinctive hairline, describe that a bit further.
Well, it's receding hairline from the front, so the fringe comes out as if it's being combed forward and goes deep back onto the left hand right side. So the best thing to do is actually go along and have a look.
So he's got a widow's peak starting to form.
Yeah.
And it looks like the back of his head, there's a particular shot from the back of his head. He may even have done a bit of a side shave up above the ears and around the back of his head, heading towards
closer,
the nape of his neck.
It?
And if you're a hairdresser, you may have actually provided this man with that haircut, and you might recognise that person sitting in the chair with you every couple of weeks is the person here that is alleged to have punched a man, causing him to fall to the ground. And that's quite a severe injury. People can hit their heads, they can actually have a brain damage or even death from hitting the ground with an impact like that.
Let alone have someone kick them as well.
And our second Crime Stopper?
Right, we're going to do one that involves a burglary or theft of copper in Doveton. On three separate occasions, on the 4th of June, 24th of October and the 1st of November.
Now, let's just say it's not theft of a copper.
No.
It's theft of the metal copper.
C-O-P-P-E-R. It doesn't even help people either, does it? It is the metal variety. The roller doors at Reese Plumbing in Greens Road, Doveton were cut and the copper piping stolen from the factory. The offenders allegedly gained entry via a vacant block next door to the factory and remove the steel through the hole cut in the roller door. The burglaries have been committed when the store was closed after business hours, and at the last the last theft, a blue Magnum was seen in the area, possibly the suspect's vehicle. We have released an image of a man who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries, and a car that is similar to that of the suspect. And the case reference for this is CA5965, and there's a blue, older sort of 1990s Magna there. And you can see very, very clearly in the CCTV the copper pipe actually being passed through a hole in the Reese's building, as well as a male there with a logo or a picture on his black top.
Now, the question is, if you've got a roller door down, someone must have known the layout of the factory inside to work out that you need to cut a hole in that particular
door.
Yeah,
and this really highlights the importance of seeing any suspicious behaviour during any business hours or during normal daylight hours or after hours, those sort of thing. If you're seeing a vehicle that's loitering or someone's paying particular attention, looking up and down at the roller door, how it works and the positioning of things, because clearly during the day those roller doors are up and anyone can walk through. Oh, yeah, I'm looking for some copper piping or et cetera. But this is what we need people to be vigilant for, and this sort of information is really important for Crime Stoppers and police.
Do you know, it's a different case, but I remember a once partner of mine and myself had a travel agency in Prahran, and when people are in a shop, come into your business and they're looking around and they're there to do a particular thing, the moment they get you to distract and back's turned, where are they looking? Are they, when you turn back to see them, have they been checking out your room or your house or your office?
Yeah, and you really have to be pay attention too with people with mobile phones. They can carry them down just in their hand but have their camera going. The same thing is just to really be aware of your surroundings and how people are interacting. Go with that gut instinct. If that gut instinct is within you, look, something's not quite right, go with that. Don't just let it sit with you, but actually phone up, do something about it, get a description, get a registration, jot it down and do something about it.
In our case, they asked for a glass of water, said they felt uncomfortable, asked for a glass of water, and as soon as the back was turned, all the cash float went, all the interesting stuff went from the office.
In this case, distraction.
It'd be interesting, and I'm sure Victoria Police would have questioned the people at Reese to find out who'd been in, check out the security footage over the period beforehand.
That's right.
Is there a pattern to when people case a place to do burglaries?
Not overly. I mean, it can be unique to when the premises is actually open or closed, but that's why it's important, if you're a manager listening or your staff, to really be vigilant about your business, and that's your first point of call in any crime prevention. It's actually having some what's known as territorial reinforcement.
Territorial reinforcement.
And that's the same for everyone in with their own house. If you see something, say something. We always promote that as part of Crime Stoppers. And with Victoria Police, if you see something suspicious, please say something.
That's pretty good. Territorial reinforcement. Mm. Write that down, boys and girls. I think that's really fabulous. It's an important part of that, especially when sales are on this time of year. Lots of people are coming into your business that you wouldn't normally see except for this time of year. It's a really interesting time to be in charge of your space.
Yeah, and especially when your neighbours may be away or you're going away. We've spoken about that numerous times, how it is really important to have those conversations with your neighbours. Now, we're going to a song.
Well, we are going to the song.
Mm. Well, before we do, can I send a very special birthday wish off to Sarah Drake? Happy birthday, Sarah, and her partner Becky, who's no doubt giving her lots of surprises today. Wishing you all the very best and look forward to seeing you soon. And I think this song, it might even fit in.
And
we
remember,
won't play Come a Chameleon by Boy George, but we'll play something else for you, Sarah.
And those two Crime Stoppers ones on the crimestoppers.com.au website are CA5991 for the William Street assault and CA5965 for the burglaries and theft of copper from Doveton. You're on Joy, stay with us. This is the Police Glow Show.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You are. That's a respect and support our Joy sponsors because they keep us on air. And we thank them very much because it allows shows like the Vic Police Glow Show, the partnership between Victoria Police, Anti-Violence Project, Crime Stoppers, Joy 94.9 and, of course, you to take place.
That's it. It's a great opportunity for everyone. So if you have a question, please contact us as well.
And we've been asking what their song was. That was Sight for Sore Eyes, M People, special song for a special person.
There you go. Now, Victoria Police have got some news in regards to Geelong are leading the way in community support. Geelong Police are encouraging parents and carers of children with autism, Down syndrome and other conditions to register their details on the Geelong Community Support Register. This register, until now, has only been held for personal information provided in the need of community support. So it's included elderly people with disabilities and those living alone in isolated areas. But now they're actually expanding the register to actually include children with some difficulties, including autism, Down syndrome and other similar conditions to register on their database. The database actually provides the police with the contact information, including nicknames, physical descriptions, known routes, in other words, where they normally behave and where they go, what their normal routines are, behaviour triggers and favourite attractions that if they became lost, they might go to. So this really helps us as police to really get in contact with parents, identify the child or the person, elderly person, very quickly and get them to safety as well, because the last thing they want to do is be distressed if they're being found by a member of the public. So for an example, sometimes children are often known to wander off, so the register offers parents and carers with confidence that medical and personal information can be securely accessed by emergency service staff immediately. And volunteer information is stored in a confidential database at the Corio Police Station. So this is a great example, and this has already been occurring at the Bellarine Police, who have run a similar register and have been operating for 5 years for about 2,000 people on it. So this is a great example when we talk about partnerships of how communities get together when someone may be vulnerable, to actually take charge and really support and move forward in a positive way that really circumnavigates a lot of stress under a stressful situation such as losing a child.
Now, we've often seen every fortnight we go and do the community encounters, and we're all there, different parts of the community, and yourselves, the Victoria Police. Part of that, we talk about Victoria Police recruits should, when they first hit community, is to get to know who's around and be part of the local community, touch base, form those relationships and be that resource as well as a policing agent, but be the resource.
Yeah, build that confidence, absolutely.
So this is a perfect example, isn't it? Where Geelong's leading the way in community support about registers of people such as this.
Yeah, and just it helps, like we said, just the confidence of the public that they know if there's a problem that police can deal with it a lot swifter, quicker, and really reduce the stress that's attached to these incidents when they do occur. Because that's the thing, you have to make a plan, and this is part of that plan, is if you have someone who's vulnerable by age or illness, that you need to put in strategies in place to really enhance any likelihood of their safety, and also the police contact, that they can have contact. Because often enough, it can be really stressful for the person that's actually lost and they can't communicate. But then we can go off a particular description of someone, their particular route that they're on, where they may be going. And we can often enough, especially with Alzheimer's, people can't remember where they are or where they're going or their names even. So this becomes a great strategy for that.
Now, for the gay and lesbian community, we often have people that are becoming senior in their years. Some do, lucky enough, to live at home or have supported accommodation or pay for a high-class nursing home. Many live with friends. We have these relationships where groups of friends will get together, and some of our friendships, the people that are slightly older will start to age in a way where they do need a bit more care, and they may develop early onset Alzheimer's or other issues where they are forgetful and forget where they are. Maybe this is a chance to explore some of those relationships within the gay and lesbian community where we need to be looking up and stepping up for people we should care about.
And plan about the people that you care about. Absolutely. Yeah,
it could be just a friend we have down the road that could be, I've got some friends that I've known for 20, 25 years that are now, they were in their a lot younger, and now they're in their more senior years, and I touch base with them from time to time, as other people do. Maybe this is an opportunity to use the Corio model to do that.
That's right. And speaking of Corio and information, that we've heard about this terrible murder that's occurred down in Corio area with a male being found burnt.
Now, the first reports actually were broken by the media before the police made an announcement. And the first reports talked about some sexual connection around sexual activity. That is something that perhaps should be parked to one side, is what we're hearing today.
Absolutely.
And tell us why that is.
More because we start to close off the doors of what the possibilities would be. And if we start to narrow mind and look down one track, we're going to overlook things, and we don't want that. What we're actually asking for the community to do, and this is why Crime Stoppers fits with a great partnership with Victoria Police, where people can ring up if they have any, they can remain anonymous ring up and give some details about a person or a vehicle that's been attached to that particular series of, the event that's occurred. If they've seen that car somewhere, that little snippet of information may actually help piece together a trail of how this person's come to be where they are.
So that's a lesson even for us here in the Joy family, all the people that are part of directly with Joy as volunteers or members, but also the people who come from organisations to be part of Joy. Sometimes we might focus as a community radio organisation or even the Gay Print Press, focus on a narrow part of a story that might actually take the focus away from where the actual potential solving of that crime or that happening lies. So we shouldn't get too fixed around the connection between sexual activity or community. We should be looking at, are there any happenings from gays and lesbians that are down the Corio area that might have seen something that might make a difference in terms of the people investigating this particular death?
Spot on. And this is what it's about, is by focusing on the fact that this person was found with a rope around their neck, people are jumping and leaping to the wrong conclusions, and it's not the right way to go about things, because what you're saying, in between when you're trying to investigate something, there's so many parts to it to actually reveal what has occurred. There are so many blank spots, and if people just wipe it off, you forget that there's someone here that is someone's loved one. There is a family that's attached to this, and how you would actually feel if that was your brother, if that was your sister, if that was your, father. You have to attach that to it. So any small snippet of information around those that day that could lead to some valuable information really could make a real difference in an investigation and for the family involved.
Now, it strikes me this is totally unconnected with what I'm about to talk about, but yesterday with the AVP, I went and spoke to a group of young people about using social media like Grindr, other ways of connecting through software on your phone that connects people together. And I talked about safety, about not inviting people around where their mobile number wasn't showing up on your phone. So people coming around that you've never met before that have blocked the mobile number from the phone. Talking about maybe having someone that knows that you've got someone coming around. There's a check back that someone actually is aware that someone's coming to your home. So that if something happens and you're locked up or tied up or knocked out, and you don't communicate within a particular time, someone will come looking for you. And there's ways of being safe if you're connecting with people during this time of year where you might be on holidays from uni or from school, and more time on your hands, and might be exploring meeting people for the first time using social media or using phones to do it.
That's right. And it's really about being vigilant about your circumstances and thinking. And it's not about going out there and being in fear all the time, but it's about having a strategy. It's about making a plan for the future. If something went wrong, what would I do in these circumstances? And that makes you a confident person, because you actually imagine it and then you can actually go, okay, if this happened, this is what I would do. And it makes you confident to think of your options and what they are. And that's what it's about. Everyone has options and has choices as well at particular points in time. And if you make the right ones, it can really make a big difference of how a situation may pan out.
Now, that's a great conversation. We started talking about Corio and about looking after people that might need a bit of support, some elderly people or people who might go missing, how to support each other. And you'll hear shortly from Matrix Guild in one of our community service announcements that you too could be part of if you're a Joy community partner. But stay with us, because we're going to have some more Crime Stoppers here on Vic Police Glow Show Glow Light with Electra Rollins and Greg Atkins. And what else is coming up that you think people might be interested in staying with us up until the hour before?
Well, we're going
to
have a little discussion about how police have been more police have been allocated across Victoria as well, and also really go back about midsummer and about looking after your mates as well.
Very exciting here on the Vic Police Glow Show on Joy 94.9.
And that was Texas with Inner Smile.
What a great song. You're on the Vic Police Glow Show. That was Electra Wellens. I'm Greg Atkins. Electra is from the Victoria Police Gay Liaison Officers. She's stationed... Where are you stationed these days?
I was going to say Craigieburn, but Caroline Springs.
Caroline Springs. My God, I haven't got a passport with enough validity to go out to Caroline Springs.
Just because it's out west now, don't be like that.
And I'm Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. You can meet us both on Sunday at the Midsummer Carnival at stall H9. Or if you're from Caroline Springs, that's H9. H9.
I won't take that personally. But look, I really would like to actually thank Nicholas for contacting the station whilst we're on air. It had a query about an incident that's occurred down in Moorabbin. involving his dogs. And it's really important, and it highlights the importance of reporting. And I do encourage you, Nicholas, to make a local report, because often enough offenders go undetected for so often. They may be doing a similar behaviour again and again, and no one reports because they're like, oh, I'm not 100% sure, but every little snippet of information does count.
So you're saying in Nicholas's case, this person could have been assaulting people for weeks, if not months, and no one's actually come to the police?
Yeah, quite possibly. Or something may be escalating. That's the other important thing as well, that people's patterns start to escalate and what's going on.
So with homophobic harassment, often the stats show 70% of low-grade verbal haranguing and harassment actually ends up being physical violence.
Mm.
So if you're targeted at the low end when it's just harassment, you might stop the physical act actually taking place.
That's right. And in Nicholas' case, it actually involves a dogs and some dog attack as well. So that's a really important issue for the council to know about as well, and also for police to know that if someone has a dangerous dog, that really needs to be addressed, because it is an offence as well, and the council and bylaws need to know as well. So thank you for Nicholas, and we do encourage people that any little snippet of information is really important. Can't keep emphasising that enough.
Now, we've had Paul from Pakenham message in. Thanks, Paul. He wants to hear another Crime Stoppers. So for you, Paul from Pakenham, we have some more Crime Stoppers.
And thanks for keeping us in order, Paul. It's very important. So our next one is a criminal damage that's actually occurred in Rushall Railway Station on Thursday the 14th of July last year at around about 4:30 a.m. Two men allegedly tried to gain entry to a Mikey ticketing machine at Rushall Railway Station in Fitzroy North. One of the men disabled a surveillance camera, whilst the other attempted to cover another one with a wet cloth. They used an angle grinder to then try and gain entry to the ticketing machine, causing significant damage. We've released an image of the two men who we believe may be able to assist us in our inquiries.
Hang on. There's an image of the two men that disabled cameras. These are bright buttons, aren't they?
I know. And it just goes to show you, obviously they've come prepared. They've thought they've cased it out, got it sussed out, that they've knocked down one, taken a wet cloth that it might stick. But here we are with this case reference CA6009 with some excellent photos here. So they've not got away with it. And in particular, a hoodie that's very distinctive with the words Quicksilver written on the back, and quite a unique logo front and rear by the look of that as well. And a fluoro top underneath. They've got gloves on. So this has occurred in Fitzroy North area. If you've seen some similar behaviour by individuals that might be looking at taking a very close interest at the front and the rear of a Mikey ticketing machine, this sort of behaviour is a little bit suspicious, and this may be leading to this sort of property damage, which us as the taxpayers have to pay.
And today with this cold snap, this idiot's probably just reached into his wardrobe and pulled out the same jacket. So check out for this jacket out today with this cold snap. He's probably not bright enough to realise that he shouldn't wear it.
Really good point. And that's the other thing about suspicious behaviour. If it's a really hot day, if someone's got a beanie on and a hoodie and a pair of gloves, don't you think that might be just a tad little bit odd? So that's exactly right. So people can look odd on different days, and get along to Crime Stoppers, have a look here, and report any information to Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. And the case reference again for this is CA6009. That person may be wearing that hoodie right now.
Now, we have a wanted man as well. The Victoria Police are seeking to have a discussion with Stephen Alexander Masson, M-A-S-S-O-N. Now, Stephen was born on the 2nd of July 1975. That makes him rising... how old would he be? 47?
Yes.
Coming up... 47?
Not yet.
37?
30? No.
Oh, look, Electra's a brilliant glow and I'm brilliant 30. With the anti-violence project, but boy, we can't count. They're really keen to have a chat with young Stephen Alexander Masson, because it's alleged he was involved in theft, burglary and the theft of a motor vehicle in Sunshine and Newport. He gets around in November 2011, and there's been a warrant for his arrest that's been issued for breach of parole. How can people check out the likeness, in fact, the image of Stephen Alexander Masson?
It's really important to go across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can click on the state, and we've always encouraged that you look at all the states, but do click on Victoria and it comes up who is wanted. And under the wanted list is also wanted for missing persons, and we discussed this last week as well, the importance of that. So you can go along and actually check out the likeness for this one. So it was Stephen Alexander Masson.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
You're here on the Vic Police Glow Show. What a fabulous show so far today, Electra.
Yes, and more exciting news from Victoria Police is that more police are going to be allocated right across Victoria. Yesterday, police have actually announced that there's a remaining 275 positions for this year's allocation, which includes supervisors and special support roles, such as highway patrol members, have been allocated across divisions across the state. In particular, Frankston has seen a greater increase as well, and we've got more recruits going through Victoria Police Academy, and we've got more graduates ready to go into the stations and onto our streets. And we're seeing that this increase in police presence in our communities is really beginning to show in tackling local crime issues such as property damage and assaults. And again, if you're interested in joining the police, see us at the stall at Midsummer as well. I'll have some information there that I can give to you about joining Victoria Police or the Protective Services officers as well.
Now, the Anti-Violence Project isn't part of Victoria Police. It's an independent community-based charity organisation here in the gay and lesbian community. You can come and see us too. You might want to be a volunteer at the AVP. In fact, you might be a member of the police force that wants to volunteer off duty with the Anti-Violence Project. We'd be happy to have you, so you can double up and do both sides.
Absolutely.
Of the coin.
It's really important to have that community spirit, and that's what police are looking at, all volunteers as well. It's to look at where we can make a difference and continue in our support within the whole of the community.
Yeah. Now, we've said some exciting things. We had Crime Stoppers. Check out the podcast that'll go up later on today. That'll have all the Crime Stoppers details for you. And we've talked about safety, Midsummer Carnival. We've talked about looking after each other in community. We've talked about supporting each other and saying stuff and not sitting back and doing nothing. Next week, we'll be back with Glow Light.
Are we still got one more week to go on Glow Light?
We have one more week to go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I've been Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project.
And Alicia Wellens from Victoria Police Gay and Lesbian Advisory Unit.
See you next week.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.